بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, باب تحريم الرياء, the chapter on the prohibition of showing off. رياء is when a person does thing so that he can impress other people. Whatever action he is doing, he is not doing it for himself, but he is doing it so that other people can be impressed. Now this is known as رياء, and this is something that is not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. One is shirk, that we know, is where a person ascribes partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is another type of shirk, and that shirk is shirk yasir, a smaller type of shirk. And that shirk is where a person is doing something, but his niyat is to impress others. In other words, he is doing a good action, but that good action he is doing is not to impress Allah, is to impress others. Now this is also a type of a shirk, a smaller type of shirk, but nevertheless, it is done to impress other people. Like how when a person is worshipping another, creating, ونعوذ بالله, a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is doing something for Allah and somebody else. So like that, when a person is doing a good action to impress, it's like as though he is doing it for Allah and somebody else also. So therefore, this is something that is completely disliked. Or he is doing it despite knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his creator, he is doing it to impress somebody else. Yes, if on their own people happen to see it, or they come to know about it and they get impressed, it's a different story. But it's never the niyat of any person that I'm doing an action so other people can become impressed. قال الله تعالى وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء. Allah Pak says that they have been commanded only to worship Allah Ta'ala, devoting their religion solely to Him and turning away from other religions. قال تعالى لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى كالذي ينفق ماله رئاء الناس. Allah Pak says, do not destroy your charity by reminding others of your favors and causing harm, like the person who spends his wealth in order to show people. So this ayat of the Quran is telling us that even when it comes to spending wealth, it mustn't be done to impress somebody. Yes, at times there will be situations where there will be a public call for collection, and then a person gives it, but there also he must check his niyyah to say, am I giving this money to impress others? And the first part of the ayat is also dealing with something important, that don't ever remind anybody of any favor that you have done for them. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he would say, when a person does a good action, then he must take that good action and just throw it in the ocean and forget about it completely. But the good actions that people do to us, those actions we remember and we are grateful to them. One day we are hopeful that all those actions that we've done and thrown in the ocean, one day we are hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present it in front of us. But as we stand, we got no hope that this action of ours will be there for us. We got no guarantee that these actions will be there. In the back of our mind, we got hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day will present it, that we take it and throw it in the ocean so that we don't get proud of our actions, and we also don't take any type of becoming proud of our actions that we've done so much. We've taken it and thrown it away. Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali, whenever anybody would praise him, would tell him, Hazrat, you gave a nice bayan, would tell him that I learned something from you today, the first reply he'll give is, please make dua to Allah for qubuliyat. Make dua to Allah for qubuliyat. This was their worry. It doesn't matter how much we can do and how much people say, it doesn't mean much to us. What means much to us if Allah Pak accepts it? So this is the condition a person has in his heart, that if Allah accepts it, that means everything to me. It doesn't matter what people say. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah Pak is speaking about the munafiqeen. One of their qualities is that they do things to show people and they remember Allah Pak only a little. That the main maqsad is to try and show people and impress people and to give an impression how much they know or how much they are doing. But the real niyat is that they for impressing people. But wala yadhkuruna Allah illa qalila. But the reality is they remember Allah Pak very, very little. We'll do one hadith and we'll terminate. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, sami'tu Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, qal Allah ta'ala, ana aghna ash-shurakai ani shirki, man amila amalan ashraka fihi ma'i ghayri, taraktuhu wa shirkuhu. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah Pak said, in comparison to other partners, I am the most independent of shirk. Allah Pak is the most independent of shirk. He doesn't need any type of shirk. In fact, shirk is such a thing that is disgusted and loathed in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith goes on, one who does an action in which he associates anything besides me. Allah Pak is saying, one who does an action where he associates anything besides me as partners, I abandon him and what he associates with me. What this hadith means is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I abandon him, this person that is committing shirk, and whatever he's associating with me also, I abandon him. Now those people that are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to hear a statement like this actually is worse than a dagger going through their chest. But Allah Pak is saying that he will abandon me, and he'll abandon anything that I'm associating with him. Now how can it ever be such that I be without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There was an alim, Mawlana Mansur al-Haq, that he had asked, Damat Barakatum, that he had asked Hazrat Hakim Haftar Sahib, Rahmatullahi alayhi, on one occasion, that he said, Hazrat, ba wuzu rehna bahut mushkil hai. Then I try to stay in the condition of wuzu, but to stay continuously in the condition of wuzu is very difficult. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Rahmatullahi alayhi, told him something very nice. He said, ba wuzu rehna ya nahi rehna, koi baat hai. That you remain in the condition of wuzu or you don't remain in the condition of wuzu, that there is no harm in that. Obviously it is a good thing to remain in the condition of wuzu, but you remain in the condition or you don't remain, there is no harm in that. Lekin ba khuda raho. But at all times remain in the condition that you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So never remain in a condition where you are not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now these are the great people who had love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sab ke saath rehkar bhi sab se juda hai. That they would mix with people and they would be with people, lekin they would be separated from people in the sense that their heart will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dunya ke majghalon pe ba khuda rahe. That despite them being busy in their shops, in their businesses, in their activities, they never ever were in a condition where they were not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this hadith is telling us, that person that is associating any type of partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's doing things for show, he's doing things to impress others. How serious it is when this hadith is talking about shirk. Allah Pak is saying that I separate myself from that person and what he is doing. So may Allah Pak save us from this. Riya is something that is a very dangerous thing. It takes a person closer towards those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It takes a person further away from those things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak save us and grant us the tawfiq of making amal on all the good things. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.